It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There's this expression about eating cake in English that has some folks scratching their heads about what is and is not possible.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
Ann, I am so excited that we're talking about cake this morning.
I think it is a great way to start a Sunday. This came to us as a question about the expression to have your cake and eat it too. And the question was, how does this make sense? Because it seems perfectly possible to have your cake and also eat it.
It seems impossible not to, frankly.
And I did some digging. Ben Zimmer wrote a really nice piece in the New York Times about this in 2011. And he cites 1546 as the first citation for this expression. But importantly, in 1546, it appeared the other way. So it was, would ye both eat your cake and have your cake? Which I think we can make more sense of it in this direction, which is, can you eat your cake and have it too, or have it still? Because if you eat it, now you don't have it.
You're either doing one or the other.
You're doing one or the other. Yeah. And of course, that's what we take the expression to mean, which is you have to make some sacrifices here. You can't have both things. But it's hard once you turn it around and say you can't have your cake and eat it too. You need to understand the and there as being simultaneous as opposed to chronological. If it's chronological, you think, well, I could have my cake and then I could eat it. But if you think about it as simultaneously, you can't have it and eat it. The expression seems to have flipped around sometime in the 18th century, that it went from eat and have to have and eat. And it appears to be around the middle of the 20th century that the way we say it becomes more common and oust the other way. Now, an interesting side note here is that this expression came up when people were trying to figure out who the Unabomber was.
Oh, Ted Kaczynski.
Exactly, Ted Kaczynski. And in his manifesto, he has this sentence. As for the negative consequences of eliminating industrial society, well, you can't eat your cake and have it too. Which is, of course, not the way most of us would say that. There are differing stories about whether this was the FBI analyst Jim Fitzgerald who was really on the track of this, or to what extent it was Kaczynski's brother, David. But it turned out that Ted Kaczynski's mother taught them that that was the way the expression should be said and written.
He was like, thanks, Mom. Thanks a lot.
Now, I think one important thing to realize here is that idioms mean what idioms mean. So to have your cake and eat it too, we all know that that means you can't do that. You have to make some sacrifices. We don't parse idioms word by word. Idioms mean what they mean. And so you can reverse the verbs here and it can still mean what it means. And one of the places where we've also seen this happen is I could care less versus I couldn't care less. And people will say, but I could care less is just not logical because it means you do care. But it's an idiom, and I could care less at this point means the same thing as I couldn't care less, and people know that.
Well, Ann, on that note, I'm going to go find myself some cake. You have a good Sunday.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.